This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into a big shift in tech and business. Natural language interfaces. They're totally changing who gets to build stuff. It's not just techies anymore. It's opening doors for all kinds of creators. Yeah, we're going to chat about how platforms like VibeGTM are letting teachers, consultants, marketers, you name it, become creators with AI co-pilots. We'll dig into what this means for developers and how businesses can up their go-to-market game. And then there's Landbase, this super cool AI-driven platform. It's leading the charge in helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies with crazy efficiency and smarts. I'm Ethan, your host, tuning in from San Francisco. And with me is Sophia, our expert from New York. Sophia, glad to have you here.
Thanks, Ethan. I'm pumped to be here. It's wild how natural language is becoming the new developer platform. It's really shaking up how we think about creation across industries. Let's kick off by busting a myth that you need to be a tech whiz to build software.
Exactly, Sophia. Used to be you had to know tons about coding. Now, with natural language interfaces, it's like we're coding by chatting. You just say what you want, the AI does the rest, writes the code, fixes bugs, even deploys it. It's like having a convo with your computer.
That's spot on, Ethan. And it's not just software. We're seeing it in content creation and data management too. Tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT let people program by just asking questions or giving plain English instructions. It's a game changer for accessibility.
Absolutely, and this is reshaping WHO gets to build. It's not just engineers anymore. It's anyone with an idea. Platforms like Landbase's VibeGTM are all about that, letting users launch pro-grade campaigns just by describing their goals in plain language.
And that's super empowering. I've seen teachers whipping up educational apps, marketers building web pages, consultants automating workflows, all without touching a single line of code. It's democratizing creation, opening up endless possibilities.
It's amazing to see this shift. By 2025, they say 70% of new apps will be made using low-code or no-code tech. This trend isn't just a fad, it's becoming the norm.
And what about the pro developers? Their role's evolving, right? They're becoming more like curators and coaches for AI-generated solutions, making sure these tools are top-notch and fit with bigger strategies. It's less about coding, more about design and innovation.
Exactly, Sophia. Developers are turning into project leads or architects, guiding AI agents to make sure everything's cohesive and secure. It's about enhancing the creative process, not replacing it.
And for businesses, the perks are huge. Natural language interfaces mean faster time to market, better alignment with needs, and more room for innovation. It's about giving everyone the power to innovate.
Right. Platforms like Landbase are like virtual team members doing tasks at machine speed, but staying aligned with human goals. The result? Real ROI and efficiency that older methods just can't match.
So, as we wrap up, think about how these insights could change your approach to innovation and efficiency. Maybe try out natural language building with platforms like Landbase's VibeGTM. It's a chance to get a taste of the future of creation.
Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you found this chat both insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes as we keep exploring the cutting edge of tech and business innovation. Until next time, keep innovating.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.